A residential recovery program has been given permission to operate in the brow of the hill. On October 3, Council approved a temporary use permit, TUP, that will allow Maintain Recovery to operate a residential recovery program for up to 10 men at 311 Llewellyn Street. The TUP allows the recovery program to operate for 3 years, with an option to renew for an additional 3 years, subject to council consideration. The program would provide a supportive, group living environment for men transitioning from primary care treatment for substance use, drug and alcohol, and/or behavioral addictions, specifically video games and/or gambling, to independent living, said a notice about the TUP. Supports would include counseling, group therapy, peer support, recovery coaching and life skills training for residents. According to the notice, the permit requires potential clients to be screened for suitability and to have successfully completed primary treatment. At the October 3 meeting, council approved the temporary use permit. No one commented on the matter. Why are we not having a discussion about putting rehab facilities beside childcare? One man called out to council from his seat in the chamber. Mayor Jonathan Coate told him the council had made its decision earlier in the meeting. World Food Day. New Westminster has proclaimed October 16 as World Food Day. The city's proclamation states that the theme of this year's World Food Day is Leave No One Behind. 2022 finds us with an ongoing pandemic, conflicts, a climate that won't stop warming, rising prices and international tensions, all of which are affecting global food security, said the proclamation. So, we need to inspire governments, communities and individuals to support the development of a sustainable world where everyone, everywhere has regular access to enough nutritious food. Grant sought. New Westminster is signing on to a plan to develop a citywide active transportation network. Council has authorized staff to enter into a grant funding agreement with the Infrastructure Canada Active Transportation Fund in the amount of $50,000 in support of the development of a citywide active transportation network plan. The federal government created the Active Transportation Fund in 2021. With the idea of providing $400 million toward planning and design projects and capital projects that would shift people away from cars and toward more active transportation. A report to council said engineering staff believe the citywide active transportation network plan is a clear candidate for the grant funding and submitted a grant application in the spring. The federal government has approved in principle a $50,000 grant for the project. Completion of the citywide active transportation network plan will contribute toward the city's climate action goals by identifying an updated network of cycling and wheeling routes that are comfortable for people of all ages and abilities, said the report. According to the report, the development of the citywide active transportation network plan is being funded through the existing 2022 capital budget at a cost of about $100,000. Winery patio plan supported. Pacific Breeze Winery is hoping to make its pandemic-inspired patio permanent. The winery, located on Stewartson Way, has applied to the city and to the Provincial Liquor and Cannabis Regulation Branch to operate a patio directly in front of the winery. In response to COVID-19, the winery opened the 20-person patio on private property in May 2021. City Council has approved a resolution in support of the patio, which would allow liquor to be served from noon to 8 p.m. from Sunday to Wednesday and from noon to 10 p.m. from Thursday to Saturday. Noise is not expected to be an issue because of the establishment's small size and closing hours. The location is in an industrial area that is removed from nearby residences, and is suitable as a nighttime venue where some street noise is unlikely to cause disturbance to residents, said the report.